In the far eastern lands, the sun rises first. It paints the sky with colours of pink, orange and gold. This is the land of the king of the golden sword. He's a kind and noble king. Every morning he rides in his golden chariot. The chariot is pulled by majestic white horses. Their hooves barely touch the clouds as they soar. The king loves his people and wants them to be happy. He travels across the sky, spreading joy wherever he goes. The king's journey starts at dawn. He throws golden seeds from his chariot. These seeds fall to the earth like sparkling rain. They bring happiness and good fortune to all who find them. People wake up to the sound of his chariot wheels. They look up and smile, knowing their king is watching over them. Children laugh and dance in the streets, catching the golden seeds in their hands. The king's heart fills with warmth as he sees the joy he brings. The king has three daughters. They are as graceful as swans and as magical as fairies. They are called the Swan Maidens. They have long, flowing hair, as white as snow, and wings as pure as moonlight. They love their father dearly and help him care for the kingdom. Every morning they fly ahead of his chariot, preparing the land for his blessings. Section 4. Tending to the land. The Swan Maidens fly low over the fields and meadows. They sing sweet songs that wake up the sleeping flowers. With gentle touches, they coax the grass to grow taller and greener. They whisper to the brooks and streams, making the water flow clear and cool. They also tend to the roots of trees, ensuring they grow strong and tall. Their magic fills the land with life and beauty. Section 5. A blanket of winter's sleep. As summer fades, the Swan Maidens prepare the earth for winter sleep. They weave blankets of soft white snow. These blankets will keep the land warm and protected during the cold months. They sing a lullaby to the forest, hushing the leaves to sleep. The animals snuggle down in their burrows, ready to hibernate until spring. The Swan Maidens work tirelessly, ensuring everything is ready for winter's embrace. Section 6. Homeward Flight. When their work is done, the Swan Maidens join their father. They fly alongside his chariot, their white wings brushing against the golden wheels. The sky turns from orange to purple as they journey back to their home in the clouds. Below them, the kingdom rests peacefully under the blanket of snow. The king smiles, proud of his daughters and the love they bring to his kingdom. And so the day ends in the far eastern lands, filled with grace, magic, and the love of a father and his daughters.